This is Rod Peterson on Demand. Now,
Philadelphia Eagles linebacker Alex Singleton.
I've been following, you know, your show, obviously, and so it just was on the Facebook feed, and I was like, hey, I got to click into this. I heard you were, you know, Bo had no rushing yards, so I was like, the simulator is pretty accurate.
How about that?
You know, what Canada was able to do for me, you know, in the CFL, and then give me this opportunity when I come down and, you know, make the Eagles. Now, hopefully a season I get to go out and keep doing that for 2020.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. Good morning, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the RP Show. Boy, that was a very timely Darren DuPont. Nice clip you pulled there from Alex Singleton. What, 12 hours-ish? About 12 hours after he was the star of Sunday Night Football.
Was he ever?
Philadelphia Eagles star who was on with us not that long ago. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us for coffee. Do you like my coffee mug, Darren?
Whoa!
Tennessee Titans thermos that I got rolling here.
I love it.
Until my coffee mug sponsored, I'm going to roll with Titans. What do you say?
I love it.
Mm-hmm. You had a good weekend?
That looks great. I had a great weekend.
Good.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell everybody what you did all weekend? Will I share the show on the Facebook stream? What do you say? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I golfed with your wife.
And, yes, you did. Thanks.
We played in the Ironman tournament yesterday out at Deer Valley, which was awesome. Incredibly difficult. If you're a golfer, the Ironman, they play you all the way from as far back as you can go to tee off.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the holes in the toughest place possible. They said, you can pick up your ball after you've tried four putts.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's how tough it is, that they expect you to putt three or four times every hole. But it was a beautiful day. The course is looking great. So that's awesome. And then sat down. Well, came here, did all the usual Sunday cleaning and whatnot. And
you did a nice job.
Watched Sunday Night Football and relaxed. So it was great.
And you decorated the desk here with all pumpkin Halloween stuff in the fall. It looks beautiful.
Thanksgiving this weekend.
Nice work.
Figured we'd get in the mood.
I don't know. For some reason, I can't share the Facebook live feed from my phone. And Paul will tell me that it's operator error. It's not Facebook's fault, Rod. You can't figure it out. And he's probably right. But anyways, whatever. People will find it. We're live on Game Plus TV across North America in over a million homes, including New Jersey. Because we had that guy write us on Friday, Jim Beringer. Good morning. Good afternoon, Jim, for those of you watching in the swamp today. Coming up on the program, CFL great running back C.J. Gable. We were talking in our pregame meeting here about, what are we talking to C.J. about? And producer Clark said he's teased retirement. I don't know if this was before the pandemic, during the pandemic. Is he going to pull a Stephen Logan and announce his retirement on this show? That would not be good, I don't think. Maybe it is. So, Ticats fans, Edmonton fans, they'll be watching for C.J. Gable. He's got a good story.
What are we going to call? We're going to have to start calling this like Peterson Acres or something because it's the retirement home of of sports talk where everybody comes to announce their retirements.
We'll see. Good morning from Calgary. Roger Yee checking in. Hey, Rog. Katie Fleury writes this. She says, I shared it for you. LOL. Thank you. I just can't figure out how to share on Facebook. What's wrong with me? Hashtag boomer, which I'm not actually a boomer, but I feel like it. Here's an interesting one. Josh Holden's going to be with us, a former first-round pick of the Vancouver Canucks. Had an NHL career, finished his career in Switzerland, and he'll be joining us today. Josh Holden, the one lovingly known as Holdy, and I talked to his former coach this weekend for an hour on the phone, Perry Shockey. And it's funny that Holden's name came up, and I said, Shocks, you got to be watching on Monday because Holdy's going to be on the show from Switzerland. Amazing.
Cool.
And Jared Dumba, Dumbalicious, will be with us, our hockey analyst, cousin of Matt Dumba of the NHL. Jared will be here to tee up the NHL draft coming up on Tuesday, Wednesday. Are you ready with the quick six show topics?
Let's do it.
Let's hit it, Director Jordan, who, by the way, had a very busy weekend, Director Jordan. If you noticed, he was the cameraman for Saturday night, Stars Air Ambulance, Night with Stars fundraiser featuring country stars George Kanyon and Aaron Pritchett. Jordan was right up there on the stage. One day we got to get Jordan out here and talk about all these stars that he films and if they're nice guys or if they're jerks.
Right.
I'd like to know. That'd be fun.
He sees it all, I'm sure.
He's right up in their face.
Oh, yeah.
Right up in their grill. Good work on that, Jordan. So number one, of importance to me here in the warm-up, of Quick Six Show Topics. Number one is Alex Singleton, the guy that you heard off the start. The pick six to win the game for the Philadelphia Eagles last night at San Fran. If I'd had Eagles gear, I probably would have worn it today, but the green wouldn't have worked well with our green screen anyways. But Alex Singleton, a guy that's just having fun. And I don't know if you saw the clips from his news conference after last night, but he just said, I've been waiting so long. He was smiling, of course, but he's an incredibly emotional guy. One of the most emotional I've ever seen. I'm serious.
Wow.
And he goes, I've been waiting so long for meaningful defensive reps in this league. I knew that I could make it happen if I had a chance. Oh, only Sunday Night Football, the biggest stage there is. Prime time. His return was pretty special.
To have a clip. That clip. Your breakout moment. Welcome to the NFL moment. And the narrator is Al Michaels. Like, in prime time? It doesn't get better than that.
As they say, you can never take that away from them.
I got chills just thinking about, like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Super cool.
We got to get Alex on again. The last time we had him on was just before NFL training camp, if you remember, from Thousand Oaks, California. And he was almost disbelieving that their camps would even be pulled off, given the state of the pandemic at that time. Well, lo and behold, here we are. 4 weeks into the season, the Eagles are in first place in the NFC least. And he's the star of Sunday Night Football. Like, you never know. People plan and God laughs, right? Just do the right things and everything will fall into place. That's point one. Point two, how about Tom Brady? TB12 throws five touchdowns in the Buccaneers' home win over the LA Chargers. And somewhat funny, I mean, Tampa Bay Lightning had the Stanley Cup there. Everybody was writing off Tom. They're snickering at Tom. Did we not learn from this guy over the last 20 years? You don't do that, and you never count him out. I mean, what was the biggest story from Sunday?
I know.
Singleton's pick six, Tom's comeback, the Cowboys meltdown, which is my point three. It was a wild Sunday in the National Football League.
It really was. And, you know, oldest player ever to throw five touchdown passes in a football game. And that doesn't happen every day, no matter how old the quarterback is. But it's great in the way he's doing it because these young quarterbacks, we know about Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, but Joe Burrow is starting to elevate his game. You know, Cincinnati had a win. He's throwing over 300 yards a game. And then Justin Herbert in that game against Tom. You got the young guy who they're all excited about. One of the top picks. He throws 300 yards, I believe, and he's, you know, throws a touchdown pass. But then here's the old, you know, the old guard Tom being like, look it, you still have something to learn, and I'm going to show you in real time what it takes to be, you know, the greatest of all time. And he goes out and throws the five touchdowns. Like, ho-hum, almost.
It was. But, you know, the Lightning had the cup there. They were celebrating with Giselle, and I'm just looking at this with the whole state of Florida. I'm surprised they didn't have the whole stadium full because you wouldn't even know that we're in a pandemic with most of what's going on in Florida, right? They're just living their life, and they seem to be having fun. Point three, the Dallas Cowboys meltdown. I don't know what to say about that. I understand you were listening to it on your golf cart. Not you, but one of your golf partners. And it was a meltdown. I did the math this morning. The Cowboys are averaging 31 points scored per game. Read that again. 31 points scored per game, and they're 1-3.
This is kind of it, you know, is the team is so darn exciting to watch. And you're kind of listening to that game, and then I go back and I watch kind of the highlights and the extended kind of, you know, shortened game. And no matter what situation is, when Dak and that offense comes on, you're on the edge of your seat. Like, they got a chance to come back here because they've shown it. But if that defense doesn't pull it together, forget about the Super Bowl. They won't make the playoffs.
I know.
They need to. And I know you had the fire. Is it Mike Nolan? Fire the defensive coordinator, right? And maybe they need to, but it's a shame if that defense can't at least just tread water because of how good that offense is.
Again, a wild Sunday of week four in the National Football League. And on the game-winning play, I'm sorry, I don't know how many of you saw it. I'm sure a lot of you did on the highlights. How could you not? Odell Beckham Jr. on a reverse, on a misdirection sweep. Alden Smith had a hand on him 13 yards deep. And where's the safety? What's he looking at? So do you blame the coach or do you blame the players? Well, I blame them both.
At some point, you just have to execute. The game plan, you know, can't have been that bad if he's got him in the backfield and everybody's in.
And he went on to score a 50-yard touchdown to win the game. Unbelievable. Sad. Yeah. So, listen, for the trolls, I'm starting to agree with the critics that maybe the Cowboys aren't that good. Okay, because I was saying it should have been 3-0 rather than 1-2. Now I get where people could say that they could be 0-4, but Stephen A. Smith and his trolling, I thought about that this morning. It's getting old.
It's getting old a little bit, for sure. But it's also getting old because you're a Cowboys fan. Someone's going to win that division, and they're only going to have 5 wins on the year. And it's going to be the most wild thing. Yeah,
but they're not going to win a Super Bowl, so it doesn't matter if you win the division. It's right. It's a joke.
Yeah.
You'll have won it by being bad. Can you guys dig up the Norway flag back there? Get the toys out, Jordan. Let's just have fun. Get the toys out. Because on our CFL Sim broadcast, they do explosions and they do certain things. While you find that, the comment from Trent in Norway. He's watching in Norway where it is 6:11 p.m. Norway here. Great to hear about the Alex Singleton story last night. The Heat can still come back on the Lakers. I look for a 7-game series. But the Cowboys need some help to play defense. Stay well, everyone. That's Trent in Norway. Did you guys find the flag? Is it going to take a while? Okay, Clark says they can't dig it up in time. NBA Finals. Boy, that's still going on? 0.4, the Blue Jays ratings are up 23%. And the only reason I know is from a tweet from our good friend Arash Madani. So they made the playoffs. Why am I spending my time thinking about Charlie Montoyo and if he did a good job or not? Like, yeah, they made the playoffs. Nobody expected it. Our viewers, by the way, in a poll, voted that the Blue Jays would finish in third in the American League East, and they finished in third in the American League East.
Smartest viewers in sports talk.
The smartest viewers in sports talk are of the Rod Peterson Show, but that's not breaking news to anybody. But I'm just thinking, yeah, so they got in to a wild card spot for a best of three to get steamrolled by the Rays, where Montoyo, anybody will tell you in hindsight, he mismanaged his pitching rotation. And I'm thinking, well, maybe if he did a better skipping job, they might have finished second. That's what I'm sitting here thinking. Like, maybe they are far better than you actually think.
Right.
And how much play in baseball, how much influence does a manager have? Because they say in all sports, baseball managers have the least amount of influence of any sport. You've heard that before, yeah. Right? What the hell?
Baseball.
Can you do that again?
That is awesome.
Get the toys out. Get playing with him. Paul spent all the money on the thing. Whatever you got. What are you going to say?
I don't know.
Blew our minds.
Managers in baseball and how they have the least kind of influence. That's because every time you tune into a ball game, the manager's in the dugout like this with the sunflower seeds,
yeah,
or the chew spit or whatever, right? But, you know, tinkering the lineup and stuff like that, and potentially for clubhouse culture, I think there's something to be said there. I think Montoya brings a good culture to this Blue Jays team. I think they play to their young identity, which I like. And, you know, you hear over the weekend that they're willing to spend some money or make a splash to bring in a big impact player. So I think they're ready to dig in for another run here over the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. I always expect more of my teams. I always expect more of myself. And I just think, could the Blue Jays have been better? I mean, they're really on their way. Maybe they could have done better. That's all that I'm saying. People were loving the ratings graphic, by the baseball graphic. So whatever you got, guys, keep it up. 0.5. Canadian Football League notes coming out of the weekend because of, yay! For our viewers, this is the first time we've ever unveiled this stuff. So these guys threw open the tickle trunk this morning and found all the toys. Your phone's going off.
Oh,
Darren.
That's not good.
CFL notes. Must be a Monday. I don't know where you want to go or how much of this you even were paying attention to, because you're probably paying attention to a lot of NFL and golf yesterday. But in the CFL, the owner of the Alouettes comes out in another interview, this time in a Montreal newspaper, and says that the game of football has changed over the years, but the CFL has not, and they've let the fans down. This is from Gary Stern. I can't think the other owners and governors are liking this very much. If I'm being frank with you,
they can't. But this might be the best thing to happen to the CFL, was to, you know, have some new blood into the ownership, fraternity and into that brotherhood and sisterhood. You know, get some new blood in there. Start thinking differently, thinking outside the box. And, you know, the way things were, the way things should be, like those, that doesn't work. Right, you have to understand the landscape you're in and figure out what works in today's climate, and that's what he wants to think about.
Well, Gary Stern is saying all the things that we want to hear. Is he going to be silenced by the rest of the owners and governors, or are they going to actually listen to him? It's very interesting to watch. The viewers are loving the graphics. Ken Kioski, that baseball graphic was awesome from Ken Kioski. Keep them coming. From Connor Anderson, stop throwing stuff at us. Mandy in Edmonton says Gary Stern is the only one talking. Well, you're right. Other than Cody Fajardo, who made those comments on CKRM on Friday about Chris Jones, that he would never like to play for Chris Jones. Did you have any thoughts on that? That their philosophies don't mesh and that he can't play with getting the early hook like he did with Brandon Bridge. And I just thought, Cody, you don't know Chris Jones very well. He would have coached you different than he coached Brandon Bridge. I mean, Zach Kolaros was left in Ryder losses far too long for whatever reason. I think Jones would have coached Fajardo the way that would have been best for Cody Fajardo.
That's what makes a good coach. Mm-hmm. A guy who can, or you know, a coach who can look at the situation and coach differently based on the tools that you have. You have so many guys who sit there and want to, you know, this is my philosophy. This is the way we play, no matter what. And that's cool if you've got a general manager on board that gets you players to fit your philosophy. But you need to coach based on and execute a game plan based on the tools you have. I'd like to think he would do that, but I also understand where Cody's coming from, that, hey, if he wants to coach that way, that doesn't work for me, right?
Interesting comment, though, about Cody. And I'll tell you what, the guy's got the biggest brass ones of anybody I've seen come through here in my time. And he's just saying it the way that it is. But Chris Jones wouldn't like that. Chris Jones has a lot of friends and compadres across the CFL. Let's just say one day that that Chris Jones comes back to the CFL. Because I was perusing the Browns website yesterday, and I couldn't find Chris Jones on it anywhere. Like, he might be back in the CFL. Cody, are you closing a door by saying that? Maybe. But he's also just being honest, which there should be a room for people to say in this society. I don't necessarily agree with Cody, but I'm not going to cancel him. Point six, hockey notes. There are a few. The NHL draft comes up Tuesday, Wednesday virtually. So we'll talk a little bit about that in our draft analyst, Jared Dumba, hockey analyst coming in an hour two of the program. Our rock star of the day on Friday was Ken Reed of Sportsnet. Just want to put that out there. For Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, at the end of today's show, you'll have the opportunity to vote for today's rock star, CJ Gable, CFL great running back, Josh Holden. NHL alum from Switzerland, and Jared Dumba will be with us. And I should mention in the CFL Simulation Esports League, which everybody in the nation is getting onto. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
And here at Game Plus, we are a gaming channel, so it fits very well with the programming of what we got going on this particular TV channel. For one, Commissioner Andy Rambrosi announced Sunday night that the CFL Sim is moving to a top six playoff format. Long been talked about in the CFL, Darren. Well, Commissioner Rambrosi has decided to do it this year. So, as if the playoffs started today, Calgary and Saskatchewan would get a bye. By the way, the Stampeders already have clinched without even playing this weekend. They clinched. Figure that one out.
Yeah.
Toronto versus Ottawa in round one as the 3-6, and BC versus Edmonton as the 4-5. If the playoffs started today. We're in week 18, so some things may shift, but it's exciting in CFL Sim. CJ Gable joins us next. Thanks for joining us for the warm-up, everybody. As we're just getting rolling, you're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. As we await CJ Gable joining us today, Edmonton running back, Carl Gable Jr., by the way. I wonder why I went to CJ. That might be my first question. Carl Gable Jr. of the Edmonton football team. two-time CFL All-Star. I was looking up his Wikipedia here, which, by the way, Wikipedia is a wonderful thing. I can see why he might be considering retirement now.
I would assume that he just grew up being called Carl Jr. and didn't want to be called.
That's a restaurant.
Yeah, no, didn't want the same as the burger joint, so they just shortened it to CJ.
I bet.
That makes sense.
There you
right?
go. We'll get to the bottom of this. That's what we do on this show. Anyways, he broke into pro football with the Saints and Broncos in 2011. Then he spent the 2013 season with the Nebraska Danger. And my good buddy Mike Davis ran the Nebraska Danger for a long time, four consecutive appearances in the Arena League Championship game. I got to ask CJ about that. And then five seasons with the Hamilton Tiger Cats and three more with Edmonton. So it's a big name in the game, CJ Gable, and we await him. Oh, Mandy says he won't like that question about his name. She's an Edmonton fan. Okay, thanks for the tip. She just saved my bacon.
All right.
She just pulled the wiener out of the campfire. Woo! Jeff the Stamps fan says a top six format for CFL Sim. Why? Well, you'd have to ask Commissioner Andy Rambrosi, but I got to think it's why not? We've been talking about it in the CFL for a very long time, eliminating the East versus West format in the playoffs and going to a top six. And actually, when I look at the alignment here of the top, the 1 through 9 of the CFL Sim standings, you got Calgary and Saskatchewan as the best teams. So the two best teams should get a bye in week one. Now I get what the coaches and GMs have been saying forever. Why are we playing on opening Sunday? We got the second best record in the CFL.
I know.
It's a good point.
It's a great point. And at the same time, it's highly controversial with those out in Eastern Canada. You know, where the records aren't quite as good, and they're battling for playoff spots, or so they thought they were, and now they're so far out of the playoff picture. But yet, so that side of it, the playoff race side of it, we're eliminating some markets early, which I don't really like. That's the controversy side. But man, are those playoffs going to be so much better because of it.
Again, as the playoffs stand, if we started today in CFL Sim, that's eSports Gaming, Calgary and Saskatchewan would have a bye on opening weekend, and the first round playoffs would be, where did I write it down here? Toronto versus Ottawa as the 3 versus 6, and BC versus Edmonton as the 4 versus 5. I mean, it works out anyway. CFL's been talking about it for years. I've always been against it. Canada's split into an East and West. Our pro football league should be indicative, I think, of the country, don't you think? But I get that more progressive people, I guess, want to see this 1 versus 6.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we've made the move in the CFL Sim, there's flight simulators, there's golf simulators, this is a football simulator. This is where you try things out. Wouldn't you agree?
We'll see how it works, right? We'll see what it does. And now as a commissioner, right, as you think about what the commissioners think, what does it do for viewership? What does it do for engagement in
right.
communities? What does it do for the final product? What does it do for the simulated Grey Cup? Like, this is a great kind of, you know, test.
Experiment.
For sure it is.
The teams that would miss the playoffs if it stood right now, but nobody's been eliminated, I don't believe, are Winnipeg, Hamilton, and Montreal. So I get that that won't go over well in those markets, considering two of them were in the Grey Cup last year. But it's a simulation that I have nothing to do with. Clark is telling me still no CJ Gable, but he's working on it. Thank you for the update, Clark, the hound dog. So let's talk about what we talked about in the commercial break, and that is Cody Fajardo saying he wouldn't want to play for Chris Jones. I was caught off guard a little bit when I heard about those comments and read about him on 3 Down. But you had a reaction. You took it a step further, and I think it's a really good point. Why don't you tell our viewers what you think about that?
Yeah, it's just the feeling I get is it's just so off-brand for Cody, right? When you see him, he's always smiling. He seems like, you know, he's always positive. He's always open-minded. He's never negative at the podium. He's never negative with the media. He's not a guy who calls out other people. You know, he seems very, you know, inclusive and positive. So for me, it just felt off-brand for him to say, I wouldn't want to play for that guy, or that doesn't work for me, or, you know, almost to be negative. But at the same time, it plays a little bit into his fiery nature on the field. So I totally understand that. He's aware of his situations that work for him and situations that don't work for him. So he is aware. I wish guys would, you know, quarterbacks or football players would lean into some of these things, you know, a little bit of the hate in the game, build up some storylines and some rivalries, but it just felt off-brand for codeine. I don't know if it's a good move or not.
I'm sure he doesn't care. But I thought the same thing as you. I was a little surprised. Off-brand, I don't know about that. I mean, it ties in a little bit to a conversation that I had on Saturday with Perry Shockey, the legendary junior hockey coach. Shockey's the name, hockey's the game. We haven't talked in 15 years. We used to work together back in the day. And he said he just discovered the show last week, got his cable hooked up in a new home that he's moved into in Lethbridge. And this show's on. He's like, that can't be the same guy. Turns it up. There he is. So sent me a text. Anyways, he goes, I was watching your show and you talked about getting into recovery. And he said, when I heard you were saved, heard you got saved, I broke down. That was from Shocks, because he was always a very big God guy. I didn't really get into it. I was late to the party until I got into recovery. So anyways, my wife, when I talk about all these recovery concepts and the religious concepts, because Cody's lived that way since high school. He's got a hell of a story, but he hasn't always lived this way. My wife says, why are you getting mad? You know what I mean? You're a big faith guy. Mm-hmm. Just because you believe in God and turn everything over to God doesn't mean you can't get mad. Doesn't mean the crappy things aren't going to happen in your life. It just gives you the ability better to deal with them. That's what it all is. So, listen, I know you're a Christian too. I'm not turning this into Dr. Robert Shuler on a Sunday morning. Believe me, I'm not. But just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you can't have feelings.
It's true.
All of them.
Yeah.
So, again, I just think if Chris Jones came back, all it would take is one coffee or one phone call to get over all of this.
Yeah. That's all it would take. You're right. Absolutely. Get on the same page. Understand that, you know, Cody's looking at it, I'm sure, like, you know, if he was here, that might be the end of my career. Because, you know, if he wants me to do something that doesn't fit with what I'm good at, I'm not going to have success. Right? And if he doesn't give me a little bit of time to warm up in a game, if I have a bad start, I might be out by the end of the second quarter and never get a chance again. You know, and yeah. He's a guy where over time, you know that he's going to bring his best. So I understand that for sure. I do.
Clark's telling me that they got CJ. We got him. We're just stabilizing his connection. We might tell him we might have to push it to next segment. That might be a thing. Just because it's not it's messing with our timing here. But Jeff, the Stamps fan, who's in a particularly punchy mood today. I'll allow it for now, Jeff, but not everything. He says, look, anyone that would bring in Vince Young really should have his judgment questioned. Tried to get Manziel, did get Trent Richardson, tried to get Greg Hardy. Listen, there's a book on Chris Jones waiting to be written on all of these decisions, and maybe I'll be the one to write it. I don't know. But there's just such a misconception out there about Chris Jones, too, by the way, that I think that he'd like to get off his chest, which, by the way, back to that conversation on Saturday with Perry Shockey. Perry S. Hockey. You obviously remember him because you're a big junior hockey fan.
Yeah.
There's things he's been waiting 15 years to get off his chest. Like, we talked for an hour, could have talked for an hour more. So I said, Shocks, Shocks, Shocks. That sounds like a song from LMFAO. That's shot, shot, shots. But I said, let me just write a column for dubnetwork.ca. Let me just write a column on all of this so you can get it all off your chest. Because certain things have been said about him, certain things have been written about him, and these guys don't have the ability to slug back. And the one thing that our brand is giving people the platform to get things off their chest in a safe environment.
Yeah.
And they don't have to worry about anything. So Shocks is going to come on here and do that. Wayne in Victoria says, how true, Rod, life is not fair. It's not, but where out of all that little monologue did I say that? I didn't say that. Other than I said, bad things are going to happen to you. This just faith allows you to deal with them better. Okay, fair. Yeah. Cooper Campbell's watching in Mississippi, and he says, have a beer at a local tavern to work it out, Cody. Kumbaya. I think they could get over it real fast. Because I know Fajardo and Jones both quite well. It just does. That's what I wrote in my column Sunday. It's weird when you're friends with both and they just say that they couldn't. And that does happen, by the way, but they don't even know each other.
Yeah.
Boy, people are getting into this, aren't they? Monty. watching from Saskatoon, the former Huskies equipment manager from the football program. He says, not welcome back in Saskatchewan. Stay in the USA, Mr. Chris Jones. Well, that's not very inclusive of you, Monty. Reminds me of the worst beak ever in hockey history that I ever heard. I've told you this before. I'm going to say it again. Regina Pats, Brandon Wheat Kings, we're having like a brawl on the ice, and the coaches are yelling at each other. Our coach was Rich Preston, 8 years with the Chicago Blackhawks, 3 or 4 more with the New Jersey Devils, assistant coach with Chicago. He's our head coach of the Regina Pats. He's screaming with the assistant coach of Brandon over the glass, and the Brandon coach goes, yeah, yeah, why do you go back to the NHL? Really? That's your beak? Hey, CJ, why don't you go back to the NFL if it's so great? He's going to join us next. CJ Gable coming up after the break. It's the RP Show. It's Monday get-together. Thanks for joining us for coffee. We'll be right back. This is the Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You got to subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Monday morning, get together here. Episode number 332 of Canada's daytime sports talk show continues, coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. We're going to go to the phone today as we bring in CJ Gable, former Saint Bronco, Nebraska Danger, and a CFL great with the Ticats in Edmonton. I guess we could Eskimos because they haven't suited up yet as the new team. Two-time CFL All-Star. CJ, good day. Where are you joining us from today, sir? Okay, guys, I could barely hear that interview. I'm not sure how far down the line we're going to be able to go. Did you say you're in Kansas City? Did you say you're in Kansas City, CJ?
You said what?
Oh, there you go. That sounds a lot better. Did you say that you're in Kansas City?
No, I said I was in California.
Okay. Sorry. I don't know what the connections are, problems with here today, but you sound good now. CJ, can you give us a life update? Because the last we heard, you were contemplating retirement. Where are you at as we sit here today with your pro football career?
I was just thinking about it because, you know, I just want to, just being, since I have my daughter and she's already one now, you know, and you can't be coming back and forth that much, and I'm going to be missing her a lot. So this is the decision. You know, I was just thinking about, like, maybe I need to just cut it down because, you know, I had a good run, you know, played for a while. And, you know, I just don't really want to be away from my family for that long. And missing at her young age and missing everything, you know, it's a big thing. So, yeah, it was just something I would have to think about.
So, have you made a decision yet?
No, not yet. It's still in the air right now. I just right now made it easier, you know. So it just is going to see how I feel, like, because I'm still in shape and still training and everything. Yeah, I'm just always going to keep doing that, just like something that's routine in my head now since I've been doing it for years. So I'm just going to keep doing that, but I just don't know. I'm just going to go day by day about it and see how, if it has a season next year and then how I'm feeling, and then maybe I will or maybe I won't. You know, it's just, I don't know right now. I'm just really enjoying the time with my family.
You should, and good for you for seeing the silver lining out of this canceled season. But can you take me through your spring and summer? You thought there was going to be a season, then you heard the season was postponed, and then eventually canceled, and now we sit here today, and we still don't know if there'll be a season in 2021. What's it been like for you going back to last spring? Take us through it.
It's been crazy, you know, because you didn't never know what you wanted, what was going on, and then for Americans that's in the CFL, we like to know, like, ahead of time, so we can plan, like, okay, do we have to work, or do we have to do something else, because, you know, a lot of jobs won't let you work for like 6 months and then be like, okay, you're going for another 6 months. So we had to really want to plan things out. And it was like driving me crazy. Like, hey, what's going on? Like, are you guys doing this or not? And then we waiting. And then I just said, forget it. Like, I'm not waiting no more. Like, I just started helping training kids at the high school that I was training at. And because the coach that trained me there, he wanted me to be the running back coach there. So I just started being the running back coach for him. And, you know, so I just took an initiative and said, you know, like, if it happens, it happens. But I'm not going to be waiting around anymore because this is a nerve wreck because you don't know what's going on. And they're not really telling you anything. So I just went ahead and just started coaching.
So what will make the decision for you? You kind of alluded to some factors that will dictate whether you decide to retire or not, but can you reiterate those? What's it going to take for you to decide to keep playing or hang it up and go into coaching full time?
It's just how I feel. Like, you know, some days I'll be like, man, I want to play right now, you know. And then some days it's like, nah, I don't feel like doing all that. But then, you know, but it's just like, that fire, if I start playing, the fire is just going to come back no matter what, because it's just the competitive thing that I am. Like, I just can't come out of me. Like, if somebody said, let's go to the park and play right now, I'll probably go play because I just love playing it. So, is this, I don't know, it's just when the time comes up, I just really got to think. Like, okay, if they say, okay, we're going to have a season like next month, then I will sit down and then really, really think about, how am I feeling, and is it worth me leaving, and all that, you know. But it's not like I don't want to play, because I do. I think I'll never stop wanting to play, because it's just something I love to do.
Well, it sounds like you're in the best situation. I think most people would tell you that you can coach forever, CJ, but you can't play forever. So if you have an opportunity, I would suggest that you do it. But I want to go back, first of all, to your Nebraska Danger experience in the Arena League, because my buddy Mike Davis was the general manager there for a long time, actually. 4 straight appearances in the championship game. Did you play for Mike Davis? Did you know him? And what was it like suiting up with the Danger?
Yeah, he's the one that actually that recruited me. So I'm real cool with him. I still talk to him now. He found me on Facebook and like asked me if I wanted to play, you know. And around that time, I wasn't playing football for like, I think like a year or two. So I was like, okay. Cause you know, before then I wasn't even thinking about playing anymore, but then like I was praying on it and then hoping something happened. And I give me a sign to see, like, if you want me to keep playing or you want me to stop, you know. So, and then Mike hit me up out of nowhere and said, hey, you want to play indoor? You know, he doesn't pay a lot. It's just about getting film and get out. And then I said, all right. I said, forget it, you know what I'm saying? So I just got my ticket, went out there, and then, you know, it was cool. Like, it was the first time ever playing and some stuff like that, like, I didn't know what to expect, you know. It was fun. The people was cool. The coaches were cool. So it wasn't really, like, stressful or anything. And it was fun, you know. I only played for, like, one preseason game. And then, you know, Mike got me a tryout for a CFL team, you know. So I didn't expect that. And from there, you know, that's what happened. But yeah, he's been a good guy to me, and I always like what for till this day, you know, is he's the reason he got me this chance when I played in the CFL.
Well, Mike is one of my closest friends. He's currently the D-line coach for the Toronto Argonauts, by the way, but he just there's a God presents opportunities for people, just a superhuman being. And so 7 seasons in the CFL, CJ, and there's all these questions coming in here from our viewers that are watching. For one, Ricky Kazama wants to know, who were crazier fans, Ticat fans or Eskimo fans? Who got you going most when you were playing the home games?
Boy, man, that's hard. But I'll probably say, I've been in Hamilton for so long, it's Hamilton, and it's crazy because they, like, packed it up every home game since I've been there. It was always packed, no matter what. And it's like, there's no fans like them. Like, it's just so crazy how they really is there for your team because they don't have nothing else right there. You know, it's just us. And it's just, I love the love and energy. And, you know, Edmonton has some fans too, but, you know, it's just something different about Hamilton. And it was great feeling. You know, when I came back to play against Hamilton, you know, it was still nice to me and everything. And I really loved that part.
Believe me, I don't doubt that for a second. Hey, lastly, what is your contract status, CJ? Like, if there's a season in 2021, are you under contract anybody, or are you looking to sign with somebody?
I'm a free agent, so, you know, I'm looking to sign for somebody if they have a season next year. So, yeah, I'm a free agent, so I can go anywhere I want.
Well, we look forward to seeing you back on the field. That's selfishly, I'd like to see that. I know you'll make the best decision for you, CJ, but this has been great to interview you. Obviously, you got a great head on your shoulders, and you'll be fine no matter what. But I appreciate this today, and stay safe out there, and all the best.
Thank you. I really appreciate you bringing me on today.
You betcha. Thank you, CJ. CJ Gable from Southern California joining us. Now, look, we'll take a break and come back with the viewer takeover, and I never did get to my sports update. It's a dang shame that we couldn't get him on the video, but what a revealing chat that was.
Yeah, really. You know, to get an idea where his mind's at and everything like that.
Or what any pro player is thinking at this particular time.
That too.
We'll talk about that and more when we come back. It's the RP Show. You're watching on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it.
Sports
update. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the show. DuPont just ran out of the room because we're charging the text line. The Prairie Mobile text line. We're so slick here. And here in this viewer takeover, you can text us at 306-840-8777. Come on in. I used to say we're not exactly CNN here. We don't have to be perfect. But now that we're on Game Plus TV and national TV,
we still don't have to be perfect.
We still don't have to be perfect, but it matters a little more. Sports update, Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz threw a touchdown pass and had 193 yards passing in a 25-20 win over the San Francisco 49ers in NFL play Sunday night. Former Stampeder Alex Singleton scored on a pick six after intercepting Niners quarterback Nick Mullins. It was the winning points from 30 yards out. The Eagles are atop the NFC least at 1-2-1. Jimmy Butler recorded a triple-double and a 115-104 Heat victory over the Lakers in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Butler scored 40 points while LeBron countered with 25. Miami trails LA 2-1 in the NBA Championship. Major League Baseball playoffs will resume later this afternoon. The Houston Astros will meet the Oakland Athletics in their American League Division Series, while the Tampa Bay Rays and New York Yankees will meet in the other. The NL Division Series will begin Tuesday. And there's a Monday Night Football doubleheader. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. It never gets old.
Never.
The Patriots-Chiefs game has been moved to today. What did I say? 550 Mountain? That's what it was. Yeah. And 650.
505 and 650.
505, right. 505 Mountain, which is where we reside. Patriots at the Chiefs. And Falcons at Green Bay at 6:50. Clark's knees have been knocking all day. How bad his dirty birds are going to get dummied at Lambeau. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination and home of the Great Western Indoor Slow Pitch League, of which the Rod Peterson Show sits in first place. Thanks to Clark. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. In all of these topics, there's a lot to get to here in the viewer takeover. A lot of fans writing in, they want to talk about the NHL draft. They want to talk about WHL Major Junior return to play updates. You're in luck. because our hockey insider, Jared Dumba, is coming up in hour two, and he can answer all of your questions and mine. We'll have a good old hockey talk in like 10 minutes' time. And I'll get to the Perry Mobile text line, but you're back. Oh, and here come the, yeah, it's full. I knew that would happen. We'd get more popular and there'd be more text messages. That's usually how it rolls, right?
Yeah.
Brady writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line, 840-8777. He says, the Cowboys should be 4-0. Best 4-0 team is definitely the Seahawks, not even being biased. Russell Wilson's on fire and has shown the ability to lead us to last-minute wins. See, that's the thing. Dak hasn't. But dang it, he's tried.
Dallas,
it's not his fault.
Dallas could be 4-0.
They could be.
If Atlanta,
wait a minute.
If
I've been saying that all year, and you guys have been saying I'm nuts, and now you're all agreeing with me? No. I don't even believe that they should be undefeated.
But if Atlanta could fall on a football, the Cowboys would be 0-4. So you got to think of it that way, too. Here's the reason that the Seahawks are not the best 4-0 team, and it's actually Buffalo. The Seahawks...
Their schedule.
Their defense rivals the Cowboys' defense.
Not very good.
They are allowing a ton of yards and a ton of points, and when it comes down to championship time, defense wins. The Bills have it.
On the Prairie Mobile text line, Ken in Saskatoon says, please let us know when we can pre-order your Chris Jones book. Well, that would be a heck of a trip to go down to South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. It's right down there on the Alabama-Tennessee line. I would love to do that interview, hang around there for a while.
He'd pull
interview CJ.
He'd pull his smoker on the trailer out. He'd get it going, and you would sit in the lawn chairs and just talk all afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be wonderful.
I would have to be there for days to get all of his stories in. He could take me all around Nashville area, Tennessee. Love it. Bob's watching in Grand Prairie. Good morning, Rod and Darren. Nice sweater, Rod. Grand Prairie is here. They're in and accounted for. They've been marked safe. Grand Prairie, Alberta. From the 902, that's Halifax. Hey, guys, speaking of golf, playing around now, listening to the RP show while in the cart, rocking the RP show hoodie, of course, on a beautiful fall day here in Nova Scotia. I feel like Ron McLean or the Friendly Giant. Morning talk, coast to coast. Where's Rusty the Rooster?
I love it.
I'm the Friendly Giant. He's Rusty the Rooster.
Look up.
Yeah.
Way up.
John in Edmonton from the 780. Hello, Rod from cloudy Edmonton. Why can the Q start their season, but the O and Dub can't? It'd have to wait till further notice. I know the commissioner has said the U.S. teams will play between themselves, so why can't we start? Can you just hold on till next hour, John? Just hold on. If you can hold on 5 minutes, Jared and I will be discussing the hockey, okay? And I get you really want to know. I'll give you as much information as I have. Armando Moreno's watching in Mexico, and Armando says the only reason why KC is not the best 4-0 team is because they haven't played this week. He figured us out. That was our joke in the pregame meeting today was, what are we going to do for the Capital Automall Universal Collision Center poll question? We thought this is a perfect question. You explained it.
Yeah, but then, you know, Green Bay, Kansas City play tonight. They're not 4-0 yet, and Tennessee's not playing because of the COVID situation. They're 3-0 as well. So you got three 3-0 teams, but this is about who's at 4-0, right? They're higher in the standings because they have that fourth win. So, they're on to us.
The question is simply, who's the better 4-0 team, the Bills or the Seahawks? We'll update the poll results coming up next hour because I haven't looked at it lately. I voted for the Seahawks because they kind of been there, done that. The Bills still have a lot to prove before I'm anointing them anything. Jared Dumba will be with us coming up in hour two. 10-year pro, cousin of Matt Dumba, still with Minnesota, right? So far, what time
for
is
now.
It? thank you to CJ Gable and all the rest. Josh Holden and Jared coming up. Dumbalicious next hour. For the rest of you, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Mountain here on Game Plus. Let's make some noise!
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.